So what special psukim do we say there in Bishas Mila? Oma Mayomar, so Oma Mazutra Viyamrilo, some say Bamasnisa, and the Bryce says like this. We say the pasuk of Hine ki chen yivorech gever yirei Hashem. Yivorech Hashem etzion rei betub yishloim ko yimech yecho. Reivon levonecho shalom ha-Yisrael. See that psukim you say by Nila. Now the Gemara is the Kasha. The Heichan Oimrim, where did the Tzibur say these psukim? Where are you supposed to say it? So Rav Yosef Omar Bein Kol Brocha Brocha. In between each Brocha. Like the Kanim says three psukim. Say if each pasuk you say, we say one pasuk. Rav Sheshes Omar V'yaskoros Hashem. No, when he says Hashem's name, that's when we're supposed to say it. Rashi's Kishkanim Askirin Es Hashem. When the Kanim say Hashem's name, that's when we say these psukim. So where it says Pligi Bo Rav Moriv Rav Zvid. Machlokes Rav Mori and Rav Zvid. Chadama one says Psuka Lekabel Psuka. Psuka Lekabel Psuka. That means Rashi says Kishkanim Oimrim Pasuk Rishon. The Kanim first say the first pasuk Brech Hashem. Vihein Oimrim Echad Neelu, and then the Tziba says the one pasuk. Uvasheni Hayomrim Es Hasheni. When the Kohen finishes the second pasuk, then the Tziba says the second pasuk. Uvashlishi Es Hashlishi. When the Kohen finishes the second pasuk, the third pasuk, that's when we say the third pasuk. The same thing by Musa Veminchen Banila. That's what one says. Vechadam one says no. Alkol Psuka. After each pasuk, we say all these three psukim. Akob Suka Malhulu Kulu. If each pasuk you have to say all these three psukim. Sasamachlokes. When do we say exactly these psukim? Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba. Kolo Oimrin Vigvulin Eino Relatoya. Anybody that says these psukim, when the Kanim Duchin outside the Beis Hamikdash, is making a mistake. Another one of Rashi says, Shle Nitkinu Loimar Elo Lechvoid Shem Ham Yuchud Haniska Bamikdash. Because these psukim you're only supposed to say when you're in the Beis Hamikdash, when the Kohanim Duchen in the Beis Hamikdash. Because there they say the Shem HaMeferish, so as covered for the Shem HaMeferish, we say these psukim. But outside the Beis Hamikdash, where the Kohanim do not say the Shem HaMeferish, we do not have to say these psukim. It's a mistake, you're not supposed to say them. And Omar Rabbi Chanina about Papa. Teda, bring your proof. He says no, he argues and says, even in the Beis Hamikdash, also you should not say it, you should not say these psukim. Klum yeshlecho eved, shemavorchin oisoi, v'yeinei mazin, do you ever have somebody that the master gives a bracha to the eved, and the eved doesn't pay attention, doesn't listen? In other words, the kohanim are benching us now, duchenim, they're giving us brachas. So what do we have to do? We have to sit there and listen, and not say anything, that's lalacha l'maisa. So we do not say anything. The Shas Tekanim Aduchanim, we have to sit there and just listen to the brachas. Omer Abacha Abachanina. Teda, bring your proof. He holds the opposite way. He holds the Bigvuna Nanami Boilam Marino. Rav Chanina holds that the Manyamim before, Rav Acha Abachanina holds that the Manyamim before, that you're supposed to say these psukim. And even outside the Beis Hamikdash, wherever you are, when they hear the Duchanim, you're supposed to say these psukim. What's his Svara? Because klum yesh eved shemavorchin oisoi v'ein maz dekonim. Is it nice that an eved, the master gives the eved a bracha, and the eved doesn't show back hasparas ponim, like he doesn't show back that he's happy with it, he accepts it, thank you. So that's what we're supposed to do. True, the kahanim are giving us a bracha. We're supposed to be listening, but right after they finish the bracha, we have to go show back hasparas ponim. Rashi says, Laharos to show Shebirchas Rabbi Chashuvaloi, that the bracha of the Odi Rebbe is giving you is very dear to you. The Areva love and you love it. The Tigma the Rabbi Olav the Kach. So he holds he's supposed to say these psukim. Now Omer Rabbi Avua says like this: May Reish at the beginning have a minulhu. I used to say these psukim b'shas Birchas Kanan, but Kiva the Chazinale the Rabbi de Menako. But when I saw that Rababa from the place of Aku to Loyom Aluhu, he did not say these psukim v'shas duchenin, is ano nami loyamina luhu. I also stopped saying these psukim. And that's the halacha that we're not supposed to say anything. We're supposed to just listen to the Birchas Kohanim. The Yomer of Yavua. Nereish at the beginning, Hava Mino, in Vesono Ano. Rav Ava used to say, he used to think that he's an honor, he thought he was a humble person. But when he saw this Rav Ava from Aku, that he was like the Rebbe, he said over one reason for Halacha. The Yomar Amoira, and the Amoira, the one that interpreted him, Chataima, said over a different reasoning for the Halacha. For like Kopin, he didn't get angry at him. It's a big chutzpah. The Rebbe says over something, and then Talmud, the Amoira, says it a different way, and still the Rebbe didn't get angry. So, when Rabbi Avua saw that, Amini said to himself now, Lav into the son, I'm not called a humble person. Like, that's called a real humble person. That's called an Anuf. Rav Ava de Menaku. That it didn't bother him, he was able to take it, the fact, even though his Amara said over something different than him. Rashi the Amara means here, I'm a targim, l'rabin, ma'ashu lechesh loy b'shasa drosha. Like he was saying the drosha, and he said it over to him, and he was supposed to explain the drosha the way he says it. And the Amara entered in his own two cents there. And he didn't get angry at him. That's a tremendous honor. Talmud says, "Umay in Vesanus said Rabbi Yavua. Rakoponim, what was so humble about Rabbi Yavua? Like Mashmi was a humble person. He just thought that he was more humble. The Rabbah, the Menach was a big onuf. But what was the Meister? Where do we see that Rabbi Yavua was an onuf? The Meister was like this: the Omro Lord, the Veisua, the Amora, that the wife of the interpreter said, the Rabbi Yavua, the Veisua, the Rabbi Yavua." As the wife of the interpreter for Rabbi Yavua said to the wife of Rabbi Yavua himself, Hodi dan loitzarach lei lididach. You should know my husband, as the interpreter, doesn't even need your husband, doesn't even need him. V'hai de gochem zochav olei. You know why sometimes the interpreter bows down to the Rosh Hashiva? Yikora b'yamu diyavad lei. Stam is giving you some respect. But really, my husband tells me he thinks he's as great as your husband. Like the interpreter felt he's as great as the Rebbe is also. That's what one wife told the other wife. So what happened here? Ozla de Vesua, so the Rebbe's wife went now, the Yomer Leh, the Rebbe Avua. She told it over to her husband, told it over to Rashi, to Rebbe Avua. She told it over to her husband what the interpreter's wife told him. So Yomer Leh, Rebbe Avua said like this, Umay nafku l'chomino, what's the difference? The Bible should talk, what's the difference here? Mineyu mineyu is kalas eloyu. Between me and him together, Kodesh Baruch is getting praised. Like my Nafkmini, if he thinks he's greater than me, so what? The Maisa was saying it's Russia, he's explaining it, and there's a kilos of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the main thing. This shows his honest. He didn't get angry, he didn't get excited about it. He just overlooked it and said, my Nafkmina. The Maisa were praising Hashem. That's the main thing. Vesu Rabbi Avua Imnu Rabbonin Alei Leminaya Bresha. That Rabbanan appointed Rabbi Avua to be the head of the Rosh Hashiva. Kivan the Chazil Rabbi Avua de Menaku, when they saw Rabbi Avua de Menaku, the Nefishin Le Bali Chavis, he had a lot of Bali Chavis, he owed a lot of money. Omalu, he said to them, Iko Rabba, there's somebody greater than me. Rabbi Avua Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, there's somebody greater than me. Go make him the Rosh Hashiva and not me. So Rashi learns, the Nefishin Le Chavis, Shayitzorach Lubas, he had to borrow a lot of money. Omer Rabavua, Islan Rabba, Chacham God of Royal Eshab Rosh, Yosim Amenu, there's somebody greater than me, let him be the Rosh Shiva. Kadesh Yeshivu Barosh, for Nosim Leimonis, O Meister Nosim, Kadesh Yil Choshev, Yishma Devorov, Kadesh Nan, like we learned, the Akarina God of Miyachiv means Vidashin, God Lu Mishalachiv. So again, so the Meister was like this. The Surah Miyavua, it was Rabbi Yavua that Imnu Rabbonu Leila Min Libresha. The Rabbonu wanted to appoint again Rabbi Yavua that he should be the Rosh Hashiva. But Kivon the Chosma Rababa, when Rabbi Yavua saw that this Rababa de Menaku was very, very poor, the Nefishim Le Balachavis, he had a lot of Balachavis, he owed a lot of money. Is Amalahu, so this Rabbi Yavua said to the Rabbonin, Iko Rabba, there's somebody greater than me. And that means there's this Rav Abba de Menaku. Appoint him to be the Rosh Hashiva. And this Rashi explains. Because in the Mo, at least it used to be like this, at least. That a person became the Rosh Hashiva, everybody would support him and give him a lot of money to make him rich. Like it's brought down, the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be a rich person. Gadlu Mishalachiv.
But you appoint someone to be a head, he's supposed to be rich. So if we wanted the Rav Avuah, the Menachel, to be the Rosh Shiva, today he'll be able to pay back all the chayvus, he'll get money. All right, turn over. But this also shows the anivus of Rav Avuah. I mean, even Rav Avuah said that he saw that Rav Avuah was a big aniv, but Hakopon Rav Avuah himself was also a tremendous aniv, a tremendous humble person. Because here they wanted to appoint Rav Avuah to be the Rosh Shiva. But when he saw that Rav Avuah, the Menachel, needed it more than him, he gave it over and let him become the Rosh. Rav Avuah of Rav Chiya bar Abba Ikloy Yelhu Asro. Rav Avuah and Rav Chiya bar Abba both went to this place. Rabbi Avuah Dorosh Begadatah. They went into a new city, a new town. So Rabbi Avuah started to say Agadatah. He said a drosha. Hagadatah, he said. Stories he told over. Maislach. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Dorosh Beshmaita. He said a drosha. No, in learning. He said over Shresh. A hard shir, he said over. Halachas, he said over. In Shavkua, Kula Yamal, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Everybody left the hard, the drosh, the hard shir from Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. The Yoz Lagav, the Rabbi Avuah. And everybody went to hear the Agada, hear the Drosha better from Rabbi Avuah. And it's the hard halacha they left over, and they went to hear the Haggada. So Cholish Daita, he felt very bad, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba felt very bad. Everybody left me alone, and they went to hear the Drosha. All my life, he answered back to him, don't feel bad. I'll give you an example to what's going on here. Lishnei bin Ayodim, two people. Echad Meichir Ravonim Tavis, one is selling very good stones. The Yechad Meicha Mine Sitkiyos, and some are selling type of Sitkiyos. What's Rashi say? Rashi Kli Melochos Noshim V'Yaniv Going Kill Tzlichas Chitim. So there are some needles. He was selling needles, things you sew with. Is Ami Kaisin? Who do people all jump to buy from? Lo Yami Shemeicha Mine Sitkiyos. The person that's selling needles, that people can afford. You get a big bargain. They go there. But to spend the thousands on the precious stones, they can't afford it. So the same thing here also. You're saying over Shver Halach is a good Shia, it's very hard to understand. Nobody goes over there. I'm saying over Agadatah, simple stories, that's easy. People can't listen to this. He used to walk him home. Adashpiza, Mishum Yikora de Vekaser. He wanted to give him respect like. Shemikara de Vekaser. To his inn, where he's living. Adashpiza, until his inn. Shemikara de Vekaser. Because he was close to the government, therefore he wanted to give him respect. But the Mora says, but Ahu Yayma, this day when he felt so bad, Alaber Rabbi Yavuah, the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Adashpiza, here the opposite. Rabbi Yavuah was Malava, walked. The Bechi Barava to his home, to his inn, the Filuach, even so, Lo Yisusav Daite Minei, he wasn't feeling well yet, he still had a hard feeling about what happened. Now the Gemara says, Bizman Shashliach Tzibur Oimim Oidim, when the Shliach Tzibur says Moidim, Ha Mamahin Oimim, what should the people say?
That's Moidim the Rabbanin. We say that's Moidim the Rabbanin when the Shliach Tzibur is saying over Moidim. Hoshmul Amar Elakai Kol Boser Al Shonu Moedim Lecho. That's what he's supposed to say. Rabbi Simo Yoyma Yitzchreinu Yitzab Reishis Al Shonu Moedim Lecho. Nahado Yamri Mishmei the Rabbi Simoi Brachas Vaydoros Nashim Lecho Agodol Al Shech Yisonu Kiyamtonu Al Shonu Moedim Lecho. And we say all this together like Rav Acher Bar Yaakov Nesayim Bohochi. Kent chayenu, schonenu, schabtsenu, vesesel gluyesenu. Lachatzos kotshech, lishmech ukecho. Lachatzos kotshech, lishmech ukecho. Aashonu moidim lecho. This is what he's supposed to say. This is all called moidim drabon. Omurah papa. Hilka, therefore, nemrinu lakulu. We'd say a little bit of all of it, like we do, like our moidim drabon. Omurah yitzchok. Liyoylom tehei emas tzibur lecho. He's supposed to have fear of the tzibur.
Which really means you're supposed to have covered, just to have respect for the tzibur. And I'll bring you proof for this. Sherei kahanim pneim kalpiyom v'yachareim kalpishchina. The kahanim, like they're facing the yam, they're giving respect to the yam, even though their back is towards the shchina.
Facing Hashem, but kol ponim is facing the tzibur. Rav Nachman ben Yochel. Vayokum Amelech David Aragla Vayoyim Shemuni Achai V'Imi. Emach, he said to his brother, Lome Imi Warmaneshe V'Mimi Lome Achai. You're standing and listen to me, you're like my brother. And if not, I'll act like a king like and I'll rule over you.
And the Mashal says the Deek is, because the Pesach starts off, Vayokam HaMelech David HaRaglav, Mashmi stood up for the cover of the Tzibur. And the Rabbonin, I'm going to help the Rabbonin say to the writers from over here. The Loch is the Eina Kanam Rishur Nalas Vasan Aleyim Leduchin. A Kohen cannot go up to Duchin when he's wearing his shoes. Vizehu Ech Achas Mitesh HaTakona Sheeskim of Yechon HaMedzakei. This is one of the nine Takonas of Yechon HaMedzakei made. And the Mora says, my time, what's the reason for this? Lav Mishum, isn't it because covered Tzibur to give respect for the Tzibur, it's not nice to go up wearing your shoes? So Gemara says, no. Omer Rav Ashi Loi, Hosom Avodei Hashem Manifsuka Loi Ritzua B'Sandoloi. We're afraid maybe his shoelace will break. For Yehoder Ozel Mitzvah will have to go outside to tie it over again. For Yarmer, people will say, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzahi. Since he's going out now, most probably he's a Pasla Kun, he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzah.
Going outside, it wants you to start off rather without your shoes. Don't wear no shoes when you're duchin. But I call upon him, could be there's no proof in there, it's out covered at Tzibur, but rather it's time out in you not to have your shoes, to have to walk outside. But to the Mikdash, brochach, the Mishnah says then in the base of the Mikdash though, there the Kanam only said one brocha. What does that mean? That means that they did not stop in between to answer Amen. They said the three sukkim one after another. The Mishnah says,